USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's supporters are gathering in D.C. again this weekend. The Million Mega March and Women for America First have both acquired event permits, and organizers collectively expect over 15,000 people to show up. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell saying it's all about bringing attention to the election.
Everyone, the whole world's going to see it and go, I cannot believe this happened in our country. It's supposed to be a free country and these fair elections. I had this today. I got behind this sponsor. I've been going for 2 weeks to get the word out that it is real.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The FDA approved first COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use in the United States is expected to begin shipping on Sunday. 145 locations around the country are expected to be receiving the vaccine as early as Monday. This is USA Radio News.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
An assistant nursing professor at UCLA says she got the COVID-19 vaccine and experienced some side effects. Christine Choi says they showed up after the booster shot.
I had chills, nausea, fatigue, a headache the day after that vaccine. And then that evening, I started to develop a fever, and that kind of escalated overnight. I woke up the next morning with a very high fever.
A Louisiana man has paid with his life for killing his 2-year-old daughter.
56-year-old truck driver Alfred Borges was executed by lethal injection at a federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana on Friday. He's the 10th federal prisoner on death row to be put to death since President Donald Trump resumed federal executions earlier this year after a 17-year hiatus. Borges severely abused the child for weeks and killed her by slamming her head repeatedly against the truck's windows and dashboard in 2002. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
In Joe Biden's first official campaign speech, he promised to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour if elected president. The federal minimum wage has been $7.25 an hour since 2009, which comes out to roughly $15,000 a year for someone working 40 hours a week. Dan Geltrude is an economist and certified public accountant. He tells USA Radio News a $15 minimum wage would have an effect on everyone.
My position always has been related to raising the minimum wage. I understand the reason for it, and again, it can be an emotional one to say, hey, listen, there's people who literally can't make it on such a low wage, and I think that we have to acknowledge that. At the same time, the free market is not going to react well. Employers are not going to react well. They are going to move a lot more quickly to artificial intelligence and technology to replace people in order to save on those costs. It's not just the $15 an hour, it's the wage compression related to people who make $15 an hour now have to be moved up to 20 or 30 or some other number. So it's not just minimum wage, it's a push of the entire wage base for an employer much higher.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.